I'm sure that most of us have seen dominoes set up by the thousands or even tens of thousands. And after the dominoes are set up by somebody, they then tip the first one over and then that sends them all tumbling one by one. Now, a lot of planning goes into something like that. It must be designed, mapped out and then set up. It takes hours, days and maybe even months. When the dominoes start falling, we witness a chain reaction which leads to a glorious finish. Glory is one of those words we hear quite often, but it's never really clearly defined. It's a word that contains much emotion and much wonderment. Glorious is often used when we experience something that has a wow factor, such as that performance was glorious, or what a glorious view. And actually, whilst we were down, Indra and I were down at Spring Harvest recently, Mike Pilavarci was talking to us, and he was explaining with a friend of his. They went to the Grand Canyon, and he said, that was a wow experience. Now, Jesus uses the word glory 5 times in our gospel reading today, and it was only a short reading. He said, when he had gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man has been glorified. God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him at once. So as we reflect on this passage, we need to ask, what's the wow factor that Jesus is talking about? We've heard Judas, he's left the room, and his decision to betray Jesus is now final. The events which lead towards the crucifixion of Jesus, they've been set in motion. The events were now falling into place. The dominoes are tumbling towards the climax of the cross. The cross certainly had a wow factor, but not in a conventional way. According to John's testimony, Jesus' final words from the cross were, it is finished. The dominoes have fallen, and the glory of God in Jesus is displayed on the cross. That is the glory Jesus was speaking of on that astonishing night. It was also on this night that Jesus reclined with the 12 to eat the feast of the Passover. They all had looked to Jesus to fulfill the fatherly role in the Passover ceremony, to answer the questions concerning the importance of the Passover meal. But on this night, the disciples' role is unique. They witness Jesus' answers, which will bring out a new meaning to this night, a meaning that centers on Jesus' suffering. Why do you think that Jesus states, where I am going, you cannot come? Where is Jesus going that the leaders of the Jews and his disciples cannot go? The disciples cannot go because Jesus is going to the cross and then to the Father. It's the wow factor in Jesus' relationship with his disciples that I want to focus on today. Our Lord gives a new commandment, a commandment that is based on the disciples' relationship to him and to one another. He said, I give you a new commandment that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. Now, this standard is not something that was completely new to them. His disciples will be familiar with this law of love as it's written in the law of Moses. If we looked at Leviticus 19, verse 18, it states this command: "You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against your sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." But Jesus this night takes it to a higher level, and he says, "Love one another as I have loved you." The wow factor. Now, if Christians love each other the way Jesus showed his love to the world, then it will be unmistakable. It will be a love that the world will stand in amazement to see. And Jesus didn't simply say, "Love one another." He was extremely specific about the kind of love his disciples must share. He said, "Just as I have loved you." And his love is unconditional. Jesus' love is limitless. Jesus' love requires self-sacrifice. The unmissable wow factor of this love is portrayed on the cross. Jesus suffered and died for the greater joy, for the greater love, rescuing the lost from the sin and from death. Jesus sacrificed himself out of his love for us. Now that truly is glorious. Jesus commands us to love one another, to love each other just as I have loved you. 100 years after John wrote his gospel, the famous theologian Tertullian reported that the non-Christians of his day said that those who were followers of the Christ, he said that, "See how they love one another and how ready they are to die for one another." The message of Christ is sacrificial love, the love he commanded us to give, to sacrifice self. Real love, the love Jesus commands us to share, always sacrifices self. And that's a glorious love that the world cannot and will not ever comprehend. Do our actions to the world show how deeply we truly love each other? If real love sacrifices self, then what should it look like? Well, John 1:3, verse 18, tells us in his first epistle, he says, "Little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action." Jesus has told us that we must be like little children. Why? Because little children understand the wow in God's glorious sacrificial love. Now, because of that, I googled some stories about children and what they say about love, and I found a few nice little ones which I will share with you. My grandmother has arthritis and cannot bend over to paint her toenails. So even though my grandpa also has arthritis in his hands, he paints them for her. Love is when you go out to eat and you give somebody most of your chips without them you making them give any of theirs. Love is when someone hurts you but you don't yell at them because you know it would hurt their feelings. Love is a 4-year-old child whose next door neighbor was an elderly gentleman who had recently lost his wife. Upon seeing the man cry, the little boy went into the old gentleman's garden and he climbed up onto his lap and he just sat there. When his mother asked what he had said to the neighbor, the little boy said, "Nothing. I just helped him cry." We are to become as little children, because little children understand what glorious love really is. We put our names on our belongings so that we can identify them. We tag sheep so we know who they belong to. There is also a mark that Jesus puts on us so that we can be identified as we belong to him. And Jesus tells us what that mark is in our reading this morning. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. And by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. So what is the mark? It's sacrificial love. Sacrificial love that is the glorious wow factor. But what does that actually look like in our lives? Well, sacrificial love should look like joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These qualities are the evidence that we are experiencing the wow factor of God's love. If you allow the Holy Spirit to permeate you, to work within you, then every single one of these qualities will be apparent in your life. We are called not only to have this love, but to share this love with one another and those that God places into our lives. It's not imperative to share this love, especially to those who cannot or will not return it. If you have ever been into a neonatal unit, you'll notice that the advice nurses give to parents and relatives concerning these tiny babies is that they tell them to come and visit them daily and regularly. The nurses tell the families to touch the baby's arms and abdomens and legs with their fingertips and are instructed to say softly and gently, I love you, to say it repeatedly to those little ones who are fighting for their lives. Why are they told to do that? Because it's virtually impossible to voice the words of love without having those words take hold in your own heart. The more love you have in your heart, the more love that will be felt in that touch. So no matter how old the person is, they still have that little child inside them. They still need that loving touch.
Might be too loud for you.
They still need to hear those three lovely words. I love you. And it's now time to move forward in the faith. Do not ignore our Lord's words to those that call themselves his disciples. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. And when we allow this command to permeate our very being, the world will take notice and they'll exclaim, see how they love one another, how ready they are to die for one another. Amen.